His operation was cancelled at his last consultation. The cancer has spread to his lymph nodes and liver. But, looking at his fingernails, calcified and worn, in truth he had known even before then, without articulating it, that it would not be an operating table he would lie on soon. "I saw a rainbow this morning," he says. "Did you manage to see it?" Laurel's eyes remain looking upwards, and she does not respond. "Funny the things you realize you'll miss," Toby sighs, leaning forward across the space between them. "I'll miss you, Al. I really will. I feel..." He grimaces, his mouth contorting uselessly, trying to articulate what he means. "I feel I've let you down." Laurel chews on her lip, working at it so forcefully that Toby is worried that soon she will draw blood. "Stop it, Al, please. Don't hurt yourself. We have to talk. We have to prepare ourselves for next week. For the hearing." He rubs the back of his neck. "Your sister's offered to speak on your behalf. To help you in the judicial review." Laurel's head snaps up.
"Is she allowed?"
"Yes. It's not common, but we've made the application and the court just agreed. We argued there were extraordinary circumstances. New evidence might come to light which could influence the parole board. It might help you to have some familial support, some backup. All these years, you've never had that, have you? And from what Rosie said when I saw her here..." Toby tries to catch Laurel's eye, but she ducks her head. "What do you think?" He shrugs helplessly in the silence which thickens around them. "Al, what do you think?" He looks at her, at the harsh set of her face, and wonders again why she cannot speak, why she cannot help herself. "Could you talk to me, Al? Could you? Just because this might be the last time we see each other, before the actual day of the hearing. And there are so many things that I feel are unresolved. Could we try and deal with them today?" He waits, but no answer comes from her. "Has she been in touch?"
"Rosie? No, not since her visit."
"No letters or anything?"
"No."
Laurel eyeballs him.
"You trust her, do you?"
He thinks about it. "I think she's frightened,"